You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Monday urged Christians to follow the indications provided in the Beatitudes in order to avoid taking the path of greed, vanity and egoism. Speaking during morning mass at the Casa Santa Marta, the Pope drew inspiration from the Gospel of Matthew and said the Beatitudes can be used as navigators that shine the light on the pathway of Christian life. Reflecting on the famous Sermon on the Mount, Pope Francis said Jesus' teaching on that occasion did not erase the old law, rather it perfected it, bringing it to its fullness.
Questa è la legge nuova, questa che noi chiamiamo le Beatitudini.
He described it as the roadmap for Christian life, which gives us the indications to move forward on the right path. The Pope continued his homily, commenting on the words of the evangelist Luke, who also speaks of the Beatitudes and who lists what he calls the four woes. Woe to the rich, woe to the satiated, woe to those who laugh now, woe to you when all speak well of you. And recalling the fact that many times he has said that riches are good. What's bad, the Pope reminded us, is the attachment to riches, which becomes idolatry. This is the anti-law, the wrong navigator, he said, the three slippery steps that lead to perdition, just as the Beatitudes are the steps that take us forward in life.
Così come queste Beatitudini sono le scalini che portano avanti nella vita.
And elaborating on that thought, the Pope spelt out the three steps that lead to perdition, which, he said, are the attachment to riches, vanity and pride. Meanwhile, of all the Beatitudes, he said, there is one in particular that induces us to much reflection, and it is, blessed are the meek. Jesus, he said, says of himself, learn from me, for I am meek of heart. I am humble and gentle at heart. To be meek is a way of being that brings us close to Jesus. The opposite attitude, Pope Francis concluded, always causes enmities and wars. But meekness of heart, which he emphasized is not foolishness, is something else. It's the capacity to be deep and to understand the greatness of God and worship him. I'm Linda Bordoni.